And you've had your, as I understand it, your the firm changed its name and an outfit printed out and that sort of thing.
Yes.
When, do you remember precisely when you got the first word?
Yeah. I don't remember the date, but it was on a Wednesday. And on that Wednesday, just before the end of the year, the announcements went out for delivery after the first of the year. And the call I got, the first call I got, was again from Sid Wohnert, supported by a call from Horace Gilmore, who was on the Wayne Circuit at that time.
He knew what was up.
Yeah. And they wanted me to consider becoming Attorney General, because the governor was considering appointing Paul Adams to the Supreme Court upon John's resignation. John resigned or announced his resignation in December of 1959. Now, once again, my partner thought going on the Administrative Board as Attorney General is a great idea, because it would give me enormous exposure, wonderful opportunity to meet people, marvelous experience, and clearly I'd never be elected. And therefore I'd be back in practice within the year, having served as a circuit judge for a year and as Attorney General for a year. So I said, yes, I'd be delighted. I viewed the attorney generalship as the most important office for a lawyer to have in this state. Marvelous opportunity.
Let me make sure I am hearing you correctly. Was this what the word was that came Wednesday from Sid Wohnert?
Mm-hmm.
Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
this would have been 2 or 3 days before the end of the year. Right?
Well, I think it would have been maybe 2 days before the end of the year. I say Wednesday, and
well,
I'm almost certain that it was Wednesday. In any event, on Thursday, the next day, I had a call from somewhere, I think it was Sid, who asked if I could meet with Madam that evening around 6 o'clock, that he would send a car for me and we'd meet at the country club. And
this was in Grosse Pointe or somewhere?
Yes. And I said, sure. And I had a call.
Were you in your office at the City County building or were you home?
No, I was in my office.
When these calls were coming out.
Yeah. And when I got home, just before 6, I had a call from Al Kaufman from the Detroit Times. And Al, who is an old friend of mine, said that he wanted simply to confirm a rumor that Vic Baum was going to be appointed to the Supreme Court. And I said, Al, please don't think that. It would be a source of great embarrassment to you and to Vic, because that isn't the way it's going to happen. I can't tell you what is going to happen, but that isn't what is going to happen. Well, Al, to this day, I'm sure, thinks that I knew I was going to be a target. All I knew was that Paul Adams was going to be on the Supreme Court. When I got to the country club and met with Menon, he told me that he had decided instead to appoint me to the Supreme Court. I said, can't do that. I'm too young. And we chatted for 2 or 3 hours. And he kept telling me that I wasn't too young, that I had more experience as a lawyer than most of the incumbent justices. And of course, knowing most of them, I knew he was right. He said that he had no concern about my electability. One of the things he said to me was that my name was short, it was unusual, and people would remember it. They might not be able to remember it specifically, but they would remember that it was an odd name. And thought that my chances of election were pretty bad. And he said to me that he was appointing me because of my age, because I was then only 30.